Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So how's your Memorial Day weekend?
It was good. It was good. I got away a little bit and,
good.
I don't know, spent some bonding time with my son.
Oh, got to do that.
I know, all that jazz. So, yeah, so it was fun.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, did you survive the second round of storms?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I made it home just before it hit here. I mean, it had started to rain a little bit, and that was about it.
Yep. Same here. We just got home from the cities just in time to get in our house and lose power.
Well, boy, that was quite the welcome home
it was.
For you. I really enjoyed your wife's take on upcycling, is what what I like to call it.
Yeah, she cut off the top of a milk carton and duct taped the flashlight to it and made it a lamp.
I know, upcycling.
Yep.
That's what it's called. Good job there.
That'd be a good library project maybe, huh?
Yeah, we might need to, you know, kind of spruce it up a little bit, but I thought it was an excellent idea.
Yep.
Definitely.
Well, she actually got that from my daughter-in-law, Katie. So mm-hmm. It wasn't her idea alone, but Katie and her were talking about that yesterday in the city. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of unique. Super. Yep.
Yeah,
all right, so. What's happening at the Appleton Library, Cindy?
Well, we have lots of things happening because our summer reading program starts today.
Oh.
Actually, as it really starts tomorrow with a kickoff. We are having the Bramble Park Zoo here at the Appleton Library at 10:30 a.m. on June 1st. So we hope to see tons and lots and lots and lots of people at this program because they bring so many animals and they do such a fabulous job, and you get to see these animals, you get to feel and touch them if you want to. Yeah, they just do a fabulous job. So we hope to see lots of people at our kickoff event anyway on June 1st, which is tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. So make sure that you make plans to be at the Appleton Public Library tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, the Bramble
animals want you.
Yeah, the Bramble Zoo is amazing, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, I just think we're so lucky that that's so close for us, and yet they just do such a fabulous job. I've never, ever, and I've had them here before, and I've always had a fabulous program. You know, they've,
yep.
I've never been disappointed in anything that they've ever done. So I'm hoping if you're an adult, you just want to see some animals, come on down. I know you can't participate in the summer reading program for kids, but if you love animals, you know, stop on down. We always have tons of room. And we can pack people in there so that everyone can see everything. And I hope that we get a great turnout because, you know, it's a fun, awesome opportunity for people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?
Anyway, but with our summer reading program, every Wednesday, we have a program here at the Appleton Library for the summer reading program. So, you know, next Wednesday, we're talking tie-dye t-shirts. We're making birdhouses. We're doing sidewalk chalk. We've got Lego Club. We're doing a game day picnic. We're building a critter.
What?
We are not revealing what that critter is yet.
Oh.
And, of course, we're having, you know, summer reading activity roundup of activities. We're just doing something fun and exciting every Wednesday for the summer reading program. And so that's every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. You just show up at the library and we have something going on. With the exception of this Wednesday, it's at 10:30 in the morning with the zoo program. But, yeah, lots of fun activities. Stop on down, sign up. It's for all ages. And, of course, you read books and you earn prizes while you're doing it. And we've already got a whole bunch of prizes that we're going to be giving out on display. And, of course, we add tons more throughout the whole summer because we like to give lots of stuff away because we want to encourage kids to read during the summer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what do we have going on for adults because we're so obsessed with kids? we have Steve Sarud who will be here actually on Wednesday Wednesday the 1st and the 15th, he will be here at the Appleton Library. And he is going to be here, I think, from 4 to 6 still. And it'll be help with any technology questions or anything that you have, as well as GED, I think also ESL, a bunch of different things. Whatever you need help with, he's here to help you. And then, like I said, he'll be here June 1st and June 15th for sure, that I know of. And then we also have our book club. In fact, our book club meets today at 5 o'clock to discuss what happened to the Bennetts, which was an incredibly awesome book. If you are looking for a book to read, this is a book that will keep your interest.
Okay. What was the name of the book again? What's it about?
What Happened to the Bennetts.
Okay.
And it is just kind of, like I said, it's just an incredible book. And it's by Lisa Scottolini. And what it is the family is just minding their own business, going home from a game, and they get intercepted by two nefarious people. And what happens to them ends them up into the witness protection program.
Oh.
And nothing ever goes as you would like it to. There are some sad things in here, but there's some interesting things that happen, too. It was just a book that kept my interest.
Okay.
And tonight we have our book club at 5 o'clock to discuss it, so I guess we'll find out what everyone else thought, too.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, should we move into I'm interested to know what people are reading, Cindy.
Oh, there are so many new books. I can't hardly believe it. I mean, there's just tons and tons of new books, new fiction books. Jack Carr has a new book out, In the Blood. It's the fifth book in the Terminal List series. And so if you've been reading that series, that might be something for you. This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub also is new. It's a 40-year-old woman finds new meaning in past events when she goes back in time and relives her 16th birthday in 1996. I don't know if I want to go there, but maybe some people do. Anyway, Something Wilder by Christina Lauren. Lily and Leo must decide how much they will risk in pursuit of love and treasure in the Red Rock Canyons of Utah. And then we have The Island by Adrian McKinty, When a Family Vacation Goes Wrong. Heather Baxter and her stepchildren must escape a remote island. Razzmatazz by Christopher Moore. It's a follow-up to Noir. A cast of characters deal with mischief and mayhem in a 1947 San Francisco. And then new nonfiction, The Office BFFs by Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsley. Two stars of The Office celebrate the comedy series and their friendship. Phil by Alan Shipnook, the unauthorized biography of the golf champion Phil Mickelson. Anyway, that could be interesting for you, because you're a golfer.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'd read that book.
Yeah. River of Gods by Candace Millard, the story of hardships encountered during the 19th century expeditions in Africa and the complicated partnership behind them. And then Selma Blair has written a book called Mean Baby. It's the actress and model describes dark times and salvation she found in her multiple sclerosis diagnosis. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many more books that I can't believe how many new releases there are. Lots of new things, and we've got a lot of new things too. So if you're looking for something to read this summer, we've got lots of recommendations for you. Stop on down and visit with us.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Real good, Cindy. Hey, do you have an update on the progress of moving the library?
Well, bids are open now, so if you are interested in building our new library, stop on down and bid and apply for it, because we would love to work with you. That's kind of where we're at.
Okay.
It's a bidding process. So,
okay.
Yeah, bids. We want to see bids.
Okay.
Maybe I should have become a
contractor.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, because we're seeking contractors to bid on our project right now. So the sooner the
you have the layout. You have the layout of the new library, right?
Yes,
what it's going to look like and stuff inside.
Yes. And I have it on display here at the library.
Oh, you do?
So you can see what it looks like inside, what the plan is for inside. And we've picked out all the materials and all the furniture and all those things, everything that we possibly can. And we're just trying to do what we can to move the process forward.
Good.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exciting times for the Appleton Library, that's for sure.
Exciting. Yeah, so like I said, that's where we're at, is at the bidding process place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tell us where you're located and when you're open.
We are located right now at the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. You can visit us on Facebook or our website to find out the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Library.
All right, Cindy, thank you, and you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
And have fun at the Bramble Zoo. That's tomorrow, right? Wednesday?
That's tomorrow. Stop on down tomorrow, the Bramble Park Zoo, 10:30 a.m.
All right. Thanks, Cindy.
Yep.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.